It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Top Stories, the show in which the Bugle raids its own archives to find out what was happening when it happened since 2007. I am Andy Zaltzman, and one of the things that we've learned since beginning the Bugle is that countries are often led by people who are, well, shall we say, less than morally optimal. And in Bugle 4050, we focused on a few of them, starting with Robert Gabriel Mugabe.
Top story this week, and, well, Big Bobby Mugabe, the pin-up boy of post-imperial economic mismanagement, and 53-time African snappy dresser of the year, based on that photo, is currently enjoying a non-voluntary staycation, spending some quality time with himself under house arrest. Although his house, the official, I don't know if he's in the official presidential residence, but that is, of course, just around the corner from Harare Sports Club Cricket Ground, where, of course, Zimbabwe have played 177 international matches, including 34 tests. So, what an exciting week for fans of 93-year-old dictators being usurped.
Yeah, it's an absolutely huge week for old Bobby Muggs. After 34 years of despotic rule, appalling hyperinflation, and one of the world's truly weird moustaches, Robert Mugabe is completely f***ed, and he is, yeah, he's under house arrest. Although, when they say, I keep reading reports that say he's confined to his house by the military, and you're like, he's 93 years old. You don't need the military to do that. You just need a particularly steep set of stairs.
There's been some dispute over whether or not it is technically a coup or not. The African Union president says it seems like a coup. The military are denying that it's a coup, and they did so in a broadcast from the state television station that they had taken over. And you have to admire the barefaced, cooey balls of that. I guess as the old saying goes, if it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, and quacks like a duck, it's probably an ally of Robert Mugabe in a duck outfit disguise, trying to sneak his way to safety past a load of soldiers in a f***ing tank. So, it's not a military takeover of government, says the military, having taken over.
Yeah, it's... It doesn't look great. The root of the conflict in this occasion is that last week, Mugabe sacked Emmerson Mnangagwa, his former deputy, who it was assumed would take power. And it was widely assumed that this was a way of clearing a path for his 52-year-old wife, Grace, to assume power, who is quite a divisive figure. A lot of people feel that her lavish spending at a time when many Zimbabweans experienced horrendous economic conditions was at best distasteful. And there are others who are fine with it, presumably because she is paying them to say they're fine with it as part of her incredibly lavish lifestyle. And they met in the 1990s. This is an alarming detail that I did not know. They met in the 1990s while Mugabe was married to his wife Sally, as she suffered from terminal cancer. And just when you think it can't get any worse, it gets worse, which in many ways is the epithet of Robert Mugabe's time in charge of Zimbabwe.
Also terminal cancer.
Yeah.
zing.
This is a direct quote from Mugabe, right? On his courtship of Grace whilst he was married to his wife, Sally, who, let's remember, was dying. It was necessary for me to look for someone. And even as Sally was still going through her last few days, although it might have appeared to some as cruel, I decided to make love to Grace. Now, just when you think, again, all right, immediately we know Mugabe is a fully class act, right? But this is what he says of Grace. She happened to be one of the nearest. And she was a divorcee herself, and so it was. Oh, boy, that is like listening to a Barry White record. That is so romantic, you just want to f***. At the first dance of my wedding, I don't want Love Is All Around or Every Breath You Take. I want to hear a recording of this on a loop for 3 minutes.
So was he the first man to swipe right in the sense that he swiped his wife off her deathbed? He swiped left or right. I'm slightly out of the loop with these things as well. Well, but what now? What do you think, what's Mugabe going to do now? He's, you know, it's hard to get a new career when you lose your job at 93, isn't it?
I reckon he can retrain in IT.
Well, you say that. I mean, he does have some transferable skills. He's an autocratic ruler. He likes to get his own way. He has no moral scruples. He's unconcerned over the impact of his actions on those lower down the social and economic food chain. And he's done some terrible things in the past. So, yes, heading up a Silicon Valley tech firm. Next move.
Or the next president of America.
He's not fit. I mean, he's still officially head of state, I think, as we speak. But if he ceases to be that, at 93, he is currently the oldest serving professional head of state. And if he is fully officially deposed, that title would instead fall to the reigning 66-time United Kingdom non-executive figurehead of the year and still undisputed World Constitutional Neutrality Federation crown-wearing champion from London, England, and Windsor, England, and Sandringham, England, and Balmoral, Scotland, and anywhere there's a swan or a postbox, I think. It's Queen Elizabeth, the indefatigably incredible. Those are what the two I's stand for after her name, by the way. So that's we'll have a little sound of. Hang on, here it is.
That was another top story from the Bugle. Thank you for listening. Now go and listen to the latest issue of The Gargle, the Bugle's glossy magazine sister publication with Alice Fraser. Information about all our shows at thebuglepodcast.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.